This episode is brought to you by AutoTrader.ca. Shopping for a car can sometimes leave you feeling a bit on edge. Because how do you really know if you're getting a great price or not? Easy. You use the AutoTrader app. AutoTrader compares and rates millions of cars using live market pricing. They let you know when the price of a car is great, good, fair, or above average. So you can feel confident you're getting a great car at a great price. Get the AutoTrader app today.
This is the Informed Traveler Radio Show. I'm your host, Randy Sharman, and our resident travel expert, Onanta Forbes, is on the road this week exploring a few of our national parks. And Onanta joins us now to share her adventure. Where are you right now, Onanta?
I am enjoying the beautiful view of the golf course at the Jasper Park Lodge. It's awesome.
It is awesome. I've been there. I know what you're going through, but I was there in the fall. So tell me what it's like in the summertime. I bet you it's nice and green, nice and warm, and the lake right there looks beautiful, I'm sure.
It is. And what you'll notice when you first arrive at the Jasper's Park Lodge are the beautiful flowers that they have throughout the property. Whoever the games groomer is absolutely doing a fantastic job. So not only do you get to enjoy the view, the golfing, you can rent a bike and go biking, whether it's within the property or outside. You can also go paddleboarding as well as boating and many different activities. You're not going to be bored.
And they supply all that, don't they?
They do, absolutely. I'm a silver member with Fairmont, and so I get the free hour paddleboard, free bike ride for an hour. I get a movie for free and get a welcome drink, so I'm pretty pampered.
Well, I hear you say you can do that. Did you actually do all of that yet?
No, I haven't. I've enjoyed the welcome drinks, but the bike ride's still on my to-do list. But today we did go to the Glacier Adventure site that's just about an hour away from here, and this is where you can take almost like a monster vehicle, and it goes takes you right up to the glacier. You get to go out, take pictures, walk along, even try some glacier water if you choose to. And then afterwards we walked on the glacier skywalk. It was pretty neat. Glass bottom walking area that you can look right down into the canyon. So if you're scared of heights, you can still do it.
I was just going to say that. Are you scared of heights a little bit?
Actually, I was a little bit. I had to hang on to my partner's arm. I have to say that.
Well, the views must be spectacular. I haven't done that yet. It's still on my list of things to do.
Yeah, we came midweek to specifically kind of see less crowds or be in less crowded areas, but it's still pretty busy. So be sure that you book ahead and you plan ahead when you're exploring the national parks. Jasper, as far as the town site, is busy, so dinner reservations might be an idea when you go out. And then also the Jasper SkyCam might be a thing to do as well. We haven't done that, but we're going actually to Malign Lake tomorrow.
Nice. Malign Lake is so beautiful. Do you still have to wear masks or anything around there? What's the protocols around the town?
So around the town, you don't have to wear a mask. Some do. All the servers and the industry people that are working in the hospitality industry do as well. When we were going on the Glacier Adventure, we had to wear masks on the buses that shuttle you from place to place, mm-hmm. as well as when you go up onto the glacier. Pretty well, people are enjoying having not to wear masks.
Nice. I'm going to assume you drove from Banff National Park up to Jasper. That drive is spectacular. I mean, the words just don't describe it. Did you drive up the Icefield Parkway highway?
Yes, we did. And you're right. It is spectacular. We were able to see wildlife along the way. And then there's different places that you can stop and enjoy, like Pato Lake and Bow Lake. It's exactly what you just said. Spectacular. And lots of areas that you can stop and have a picnic along the way and just breathe.
breathe without a mask on.
Yes, without a mask. Yes, it's been good.
And now, did you start in Banff or did your little tour start?
So we actually, it was Calgary and then to Canmore for lunch and then stayed in Banff overnight at the beautiful Banff Springs Hotel. And there we were able to walk everywhere. The smoke from the forest fires didn't bug us too much, so you can still see it, but it's not so annoying that you have to stay inside. And one thing we discovered in Banff this time out, there's a gorgeous art walk that you can walk along and just enjoy different artists' pieces along the way. It's quite spectacular. So something else to do other than just enjoying the beauty of Banff.
Mm-hmm. What's the Banff Springs like these days? Anything new there? I mean, it's always gorgeous around there, isn't it?
It is. And if you are an animal lover, one thing I really noticed, everybody brings their dogs. There was dogs everywhere, all very well behaved and pampered. But they were there with their owners. The Banff Springs is a great destination if you're having a wedding. We did see a couple of weddings happening. And the hotel itself is still well maintained and quite a draw. And if you can have the opportunity to stay there, I would encourage you to do so.
Oh, for sure. And the town itself is the main road. I can't remember think of the name of the road, though. It's almost just a foot traffic, isn't it?
It is. It's pedestrian traffic. And one thing that's new was that when we were entering town, there was a parking lot that was free if you parked there for 9 hours and then you'd walk into town center, because if you park in around town center other than that pedestrian street, you do have to pay for parking. So just keep that in mind.
Now, any good food that you enjoyed on your tour so far?
Oh, I always like food. So any food is good for me. So, I'm a steak lover. So if you are in Banff, you'll enjoy the steaks as well. But it's so much multicultural. There's also a nice Indian restaurant that we enjoy. So you can have almost any cuisine you want in Banff as well as in Jasper.
Now, is Lake Louise on your list of places to go?
Yes, that's so. After Maligne Lake tomorrow, we're heading to Lake Louise, and we are going to stay at the Chateau Lake Louise. We're looking forward to that. Love that view right in front of the hotel where it's the lake and the glacier, and then you can go on this great walk, kind of like hugging the lake around. It's a nice, easy walk, nice fresh air. So tomorrow is Lake Louise. And always a fun destination to go to. As far as, you know, things to see when you're there, definitely Lake Moraine that you can go to. And we also enjoyed in the past the gondola ride. It's such a peaceful ascent. And then you can have lunch there if you want or something to eat and then go on a walk as well.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about the gondola at Sunshine?
That is right.
Well, that's the thing, right? Is no matter where you stay or where you are in Banff, Jasper, Lake Louise, you're not far from just a nice, easy stroll. And if you want to get a little more adventurous or strenuous, you can do that too.
That's right. Another little observation. Parking is at a premium in many places. So if you are going to Minnewanka Lake or to Jack Lake, be prepared to either go early or be prepared to park and walk maybe a little bit further than you wanted to your destination.
Any other tips or advice or things that stood out for you so far?
Totally enjoying everything, but you know what? Don't overbook. Like, leave some time to just explore at leisure or just by accident, because that's kind of the fun of vacations as well.
Well, yeah, you don't want to be so jam-packed that you're going here, there, and everywhere and wearing yourself out, right?
Right. And the other thing I would suggest is, if, as much as possible, buy your attraction tickets online, buy your park pass online, because you don't want to waste time, getting in line for many of these things that you do need when you're traveling through the different national parks.
For sure. Good advice. So Nanta Forbes on the road through a few of our national parks. You can find her on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Onanta Forbes, and our website is onantaforbes.com. We'll chat with you next week and get an update.
Yes, yeah, it'll be fun. Take care, Randy.